Noah, we're pretty health fad, pretty big health fads, aren't we?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I mean, we both go to the gym, we do our time, right? We both play like sports. You play basketball.
Yeah.
You know, I wrestle occasionally. But you know what's really important about, you know, fitness and stuff like that?
Healthy eating.
Exactly. Nutrition. Nutrition's really important. So, speaking of nutrition, what's your diet like?
Well, I try to like keep it like a low calorie, low fat type foods. Mm-hmm. So I kind of fill it with kale, quinoa, berries, vegetables, yogurt, fish, nuts, like whole grain filled foods.
Yeah, that sounds super healthy, like very healthy. That's probably like the stuff that people really want to shoot for. You know, it sounds kind of expensive, but like, these foods are like what keeps the body running. You want to put good stuff in your body, exactly. As opposed to bad stuff. Like, you know, like there's a lot of bad stuff like out there.
Exactly, and that's the cheaper things. And that's what these lower income families really kind of aim for. They aim for the unhealthy foods, and mm-hmm. Just because they're really lower priced, that kind of is like what's eye catching to them. And like, we kind of want to like shift that like perspective among like all these Americans.
Yeah, exactly. So like, you know, if you walk to a gas station, like chances of you picking up, you know, like a granola bar or like a protein bar as opposed to like a bag of chips, that's really low. And I think that's kind of just like advertising kind of much, you know, like you see all these like these chips, all these chips advertising stuff. But when do you see like protein powder, like vitamin advertisements? Like almost never, pretty much, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So like, I feel like us consumers, we get the incentive to like spend more money on like snacks, because they're not only are they cheap, but they're easy accessible, because like that's like in front of your face. That's like when you walk into a market, that's the first thing you see, just a bunch of chips and stuff. Exactly. And soda. Mm-hmm. Soda's extremely bad for you.
Yeah, none of these health companies are really putting themselves out there. I don't think they're making enough money, and I don't know if the American population is putting as much energy as they are into the nutrition that they have to have a healthy diet. Instead of going to the gym, a lot of these people are going to the gym but not keeping a consistent healthy diet, which is the biggest kind of factor in getting and keeping a healthy lifestyle.
Exactly. And there's like a lot of benefits that come with come with healthy eating. Like, but like, firstly, people think of the physical effects. Like, well, like what can you name like off the top of your head?
So there's a couple things. Instantly you kind of think of just like, you can gain muscle the more you work out,
mm-hmm.
lower body fat percentage. The better foods you eat, you have less acne, less oils, mm-hmm. on your face. Bigger things like diseases, much lower chances of getting diseases.
Yeah.
You have more energy all the time, and then you can just fight off kind of just like any like common like sickness. If you have like an unhealthy eating diet, your immunity system isn't working up.
Yeah, aside from that, but like not just physical effects, but there's a bunch of mental effects that come with eating nutrition. That's really surprising, considering people, you know, people usually eat good to you know, like look good. No one eats good to feel good.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Actually, about 40% of people who have depression are obese.
Yeah.
And that's one of the, nobody really talks about that too much. And a lot of these people with depression, they either eat unhealthy, or people who are obese, they just become depressed about themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because like no one likes being obese, but like a lot of people, it's not just obesity causes depression. Depression in turn can lead to obesity, like the other way around. Mm-hmm. But like aside from that, like nutrition, like we've been talking, nutrition plays a big factor in mental health. But doctors are using like nutritional therapy to help with like people with mental diseases, which I found really like, you know, like very interesting, because you know, a lot of depressed people or people with mental illnesses, they don't eat properly, you know. When you're depressed or something, I wouldn't imagine someone to like go out of their way and get like a salad or something. Exactly. You know, you just eat whatever is in front of you.
You want to eat usually what kind of makes you feel good, and a lot of these feel good foods are kind of what you had as you were kids. And when you were kids, a lot of times you could kind of eat whatever you wanted to, and you ended up eating those like Doritos and all those chips that like makes you feel good, but they really aren't the best for your body.
Mm-hmm. And like a lot of vitamins play a really big role. Like nutrition and vitamin go hand in hand. And for nutrition therapy, what doctors are prescribing to patients with mental illness is just like just getting the proper vitamins, because they make you feel different. Like the all-in-one like one day vitamins, they actually like have like an effect, because like people with depression, they lack like a lot of like amino acids that come from protein, and your brain is literally made up of like amino acids. That's what like releases the like the pheromones inside your brain, which I found really interesting. And like the foods that people sometimes avoid are like carbs, but people usually avoid carbs because they're unhealthy carbs, you know, like carbs found in chips.
Yeah, and some of the diets people go for, they have like a no carb diet, and a lot of people have like the wrong view of carbs sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. People say avoid food sometimes because like there's like ill, there's too many carbs in it and stuff like that. But carbs are actually extremely important because they help release specific pheromones, like I was talking about earlier. And same thing with protein. Protein's amino acids and how they play an effect on your mental health as well.
So yeah, what I was really thinking about, kind of like helping the whole obesity effect in America, is a lot of these low-income families, it's about like 40-45% of these families are obese, and I really think if we start subsidizing these health food companies, mm-hmm. we can kind of shift that percentage down to just about 30-35%. What do you think of that?
Well, I think subsidizing like healthy food-based companies is a great idea, because not only will it, you know, like encourage those producers to produce more, so there will be more of it, right? Exactly. At a cheaper price. So more of it, that leads to like easy accessibility. Like you walk into a grocery store, first thing you start to see is healthy foods just everywhere, as opposed to like just snacks and candy at like the cash register. Maybe they'll have a granola bar there one day.
With more money, they can make these foods better tasting, almost as good as what other people, like I don't know, consider Doritos. If that's your favorite food, they can make something taste almost as good. You can start really like developing a taste for these healthy foods.
Yeah, exactly. I've had a good amount of granola bars in my day, and like there are some granola bars out there that just make you just, they taste good. Like it's like sometimes, like surprisingly, I do prefer a granola bar over like a chocolate bar.
Yeah, it's because you have a healthy lifestyle, and you know how you feel the rest of the day after you eat healthy, and you kind of like me and you, like if we eat unhealthy, say like once or twice a week, after that one or like once or twice, mm-hmm. for the rest of the day you really don't feel good, like you kind of feel like sluggish and everything.
Yeah,
but when you kind of keep to that like lifestyle, you can keep a high energy, you feel productive, you want to be like doing things, mm-hmm. and it's just a really good way that I think a lot of people should like learn to live. And yeah. I think we're kind of getting stuck in this hole.
Yeah, like the thing, like I feel like the government, like if us students have come up with subsidizing like healthy food based companies, right? I'm pretty sure they thought of it already, but like I understand, like in the short run, it would cost a lot of money, you know, like subsidizing, like this money doesn't just come out of thin air. Like
exactly.
This money, like it would be expensive, right? But in the long run, it'd be saving like billions of money, you know, because people
also
wouldn't.
People's lives too.
Yeah, people's lives, not just money, but like about like I'm sure the government's more, they care more about the money, but like healthcare, right? It'd be it'd cost less in the future because like less people would need it if they ate healthier. So
diabetes, all the diseases that like that come up through that.
Yeah.
Actually, about 20% of all medical care costs are obesity related.
Wow.
About just $250 billion annually.
Man, that's a lot.
It's a whole country's GDP right there.
Exactly. Like wow. So yeah, like I think overall, just subsidizing it, like they're like short run, yes, it costs a lot. The long run, it help, like you said, it help with money, but not just money, just this, the morality, like saving people's lives. Exactly. That's like the big goal that people should be looking at.
And in this Harvard study, I found that a lot of these people that are obese working for these companies, they take more days off for short term effects. They are less productive workers, and they usually make less. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, because they're not working as much, they don't have that extra edge to get their promotion.
Yeah,
which leads to just a falling effect onto the children. With just low income, you buy more unhealthy foods. But if these these health foods have a cost just about the same, or most likely even less, after like subsidizing these companies, we can keep those low income families and on a healthy diet and lead them in the correct direction.
Yeah, honestly, I've just been looking at it at like a really small view, but like overall, if one family does good, right, that could just lead to like a domino effect, like more and more families start doing good, the whole productivity of the government would be better, other than people like taking days off because, you know, they have a chronic disease that may have come from like poor dieting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think today's podcast went pretty well, Kevin.
Yeah, podcast pretty well. I feel like before I just look at nutrition as a, as you know, something to stay in shape as, you know.
Exactly.
I never looked at it as a mental effect and like the entire like view of the government or the economy, mm-hmm. how well it would help the economy and stuff like that.
So, yeah. Hope everyone here listening learned something about dieting, nutrition, just how much nutrition really does affect day-to-day life and all these different like categories.
Right.
I hope, Kevin, you learned some stuff.
Yeah, I learned a decent amount. And this whole podcast, like, at the end of the day, we just want to encourage you to, you know, eat healthier, you know?
Live a good lifestyle.
Live a good lifestyle. Encourage other people to eat healthier because, you know, you have an effect on that person. That person has effects on more people. It just keeps going and going. If you can just have a healthier society. Right. All right. Well, that's all for our podcast. All
right.